Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with Polly, who has a flu-like illness and eustachian tube dysfunction.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hi.
Morning, Polly.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Take yourself a seat.
I've done it for you.
That's lovely, yeah, thank you. What would you like to talk about today?
So, for the past few days, I've thought that there's been something wrong with my hearing. My husband's been getting really annoyed at me for not hearing what he's been saying and what have you. Today I've woken up and it's quite sore, and down here is all sore, and I've got a sore throat.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd come and get it checked out.
What do you think it is?
I'm just kind of think it might be the start of an ear infection or something.
Yeah.
Something's going on there. And then sore throat.
And sore throat going with it as well.
It's just winter.
Sure, okay. Yeah. This is all about this deafness and the pain and also your sore throat.
Yep.
Was there anything else that you were hoping that we'd touch upon today?
No.
Mostly that?
Yeah, just that.
Good, okay. Yeah. Had this sort of problem before at all?
Yeah, probably in the past, but it has just been like an ear infection.
Ages ago?
Yeah.
Not particularly prone to these sort of things? No.
No.
Good. All right. Perhaps if I could find out a little bit more about you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So how's this been affecting you?
Just like I said, my husband's been getting quite annoyed at me. Just feel
annoyed
a bit
at you
out
because
of
you
it.
Can't hear it. So you're missing out on things because you can't hear properly with the right ear. The other ear is okay.
I think it's fine. Feels muffled. It feels.
And how else is it, apart from it annoying you and your husband, is it affecting anything else that you do?
I'm having to use, I work, talking on the phone quite a lot. So just having to use, the other side because I can't quite.
But so you're right-handed, so naturally you'd want to use the phone on your right-hand side. Do you have a headset on?
I'm supposed to, but I don't. I prefer the phone.
Tend to use the phone. Okay. And what is your role at work at the moment?
I'm a tenant liaison administrator.
So you spend a lot of time on the phone in that
quite
case.
Quite a lot of time, yeah.
Okay. Anything else that's stopping you from doing?
No.
No. Forgive me, because I don't know you very well, but perhaps you could just tell me you don't smoke.
No.
Any other habits that I need to know, hobbies-wise or activities-wise? You're not a big drinker, no substances, no cocaine or anything like that?
Definitely not.
No. Okay. No. Good. Okay. Worst-case scenario with this? You were thinking it was probably an ear infection.
Yeah,
was there anything else in your mind?
Not really. The only thing is that one of my colleagues has got tonsillitis. But I don't know. I have used a phone. I don't really know how you get tonsillitis, but that was the only kind of thing that's possibly been going on.
Okay, good. You've not had tonsillitis before at all, then?
I don't think so.
Not prone to that or anything like that. Okay. Never had glandular fever?
Don't know.
No other kissing contacts apart from your husband?
No.
Okay, so we're not thinking that you've picked up anything and your husband's not got any symptoms at the moment?
No. Okay. He's got a really bad cold.
Okay. All right. His throat's okay at the moment, though, isn't it?
I think so.
Are you achy or sore or anything?
Yeah, I'm really. Everywhere hurts. My back hurts, my neck hurts. Everywhere hurts.
Could it is the flu season? Had you thought of that?
I hadn't actually.
Not really?
No.
So potentially it could be linked with that as well, couldn't it?
Yeah. I've had flu once before and it totally wiped me out because I felt, unless I'm on the sofa and can't get up, it's generally not flu.
No, okay.
But, yeah.
You've not had a flu jab this year, or anything?
No, I haven't.
Because you are on our hot list for having it because of your underactive thyroid.
I didn't know.
Have them regularly if you want.
Right, I didn't know that.
Your
that
thyroid
was...
blood test was normal.
Yeah.
You're not having any symptoms with your thyroid at the moment. Things are okay. Bowel's okay, skin's okay.
Yeah.
Happy with that.
Yeah.
Fab. Okay, good. Well, I'm going to check you over. Is there anything in particular that you wanted me to do for you?
Just kind of get to the bottom of it.
Just check it out and see why it's happening and make some recommendations.
What I'm concerned about is it it gets worse, yeah. And then everywhere's closed over Christmas, and yeah. just
mess. You want to know how to deal with it if it yeah. were to get worse.
Yeah.
Is it just the two of you in the house?
No, we've got two little girls.
And how old are they?
Three, and my youngest was one yesterday.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Nice celebrations then,
yeah.
presumably.
Yeah,
okay, have you got help with looking after them if you're poorly?
Yeah, we've got loads of family around.
Yes, okay, so good family support and good yeah. times for Christmas, hopefully.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed if we can keep you well. Have you taken anything for this pain?
No, I haven't. I've just kind of...
Okay. Did you have any kind of preconceived ideas about what you wanted me to do, apart from just check you over?
Not really. No, I just kind of...
Okay, well, let's do that for you now. Have you been hot and sweaty?
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. Not been abroad anywhere exotic recently or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm going to pop this in your ear to check your temperature, if that's okay. Your teeth are okay when you bite it down, it doesn't hurt. Temperature at the moment is okay.
A little bit sore,
yeah. A little bit sore there, but you start tendering your teeth as such. No pain in your face when I'm pressing on there.
No.
Nasal symptoms, not a particular problem.
No.
So look at your throat. So, not particularly inflamed, not particularly pussy or anything like that, that's great. Okay, no obstruction in your nose, close your mouth and just breathe through your nose. So this is the bad ear, I'm going to look in the good ear first, if that's okay. And this one. You know when you go up in a plane
mm-hmm.
and you make your ears pop, can you do that at the moment?
Yeah, but it doesn't...
It's not easy, is it?
No, not.
It's not working properly at the moment, and that's the issue, isn't it? So not particularly glandy, that's great. You are a bit gluey in both of your ears. I'm just going to check your hearing, if that's okay. Mm. Just tell me what I'm saying.
Twenty-one.
Very good, yeah. Okay.
28. 28.
43.
Oh, say that one again. 43.
So your hearing on both sides is not great, is it? It's not perfect, but it's not bad. But you are gluey in both of your ears, and I can certainly explain what's going on there. It doesn't hurt when you breathe at all. No.
Mm.
I'll just check your chest if that's okay. Yeah. If you stand up for me and turn around, I'll just have a listen in to your lungs. Your period's okay?
I've not had any since my daughter.
Yeah, okay.
With my daughter.
Okay, but what are you doing about...
You're
breastfeeding. Okay. Are you taking any precautions at the moment?
Just having two children is enough precaution.
That kind of... Yeah, okay. Would it be a disaster if you got pregnant?
Probably.
Okay, so are you going to take precautions? Do you want any advice about that?
No, it kind of... Just use condoms when...
You're happy enough?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Breathe away. Fabulous. Lovely, okay. That's great. And you've been a bit sore around here as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, I guess it won't come as a particular surprise in flu season with you being a bit achy that you've got a flu-like illness.
Okay.
And the problem with your ears and the deafness is related to that,
mm-hmm.
it's related to the cold aspect of that, the viral aspect of that. Popping exercises will help, so the ones that you do when you go up in a plane,
yeah.
if you do those repeatedly to try and help with that, and you might help that a little bit by using a decongestant that the chemist could supply for you.
Right.
Probably use a nasal decongestant. The flu, yeah, rarely in your age group causes nasty complications, particularly since you're not prone to anything
mm-hmm.
and you're not a smoker. But if you do find that you're particularly unwell with a persistent fever and your breathing is much faster than usual or something like that, then we're happy to see you again straight away just to make sure you've got no complications of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
But you probably want to take symptomatic treatment for this.
Right.
And that might consist of safer options, which is paracetamol,
mm-hmm.
or if you've got no problems with taking aspirin, it doesn't irritate your stomach and doesn't make you wheezy, then you could take ibuprofen in addition to that.
Right.
So the full dose for that, if you're feeling really dreadful, would be 600 milligrams three times a day after food.
Okay.
To stop it, it causes indigestion or wheezing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Most flu-like illnesses, worst symptoms will last for 3 to 5 days
yeah.
and then start to improve. But if you're feeling worse and worse progressively and you're worried, let's check you out.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
The cough side of things might linger on for 2 or 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
but as long as you're not particularly breathless, then there probably wouldn't be any active treatment that I'd give you for that.
Yeah.
But particularly because you came here about your ears, if you're finding you've got agony in your ear and discharge from your ear and a high fever, then we probably ought to check you out for that as well.
Right, okay.
Your throat looks okay, but I think this is all kind of part of the viral problem that you've got that's causing all these symptoms. And no treatment that I'm going to give you apart from symptomatic treatment is going to make much difference, to be honest.
Yeah,
no, so that all makes sense. Yeah. Have you got any questions?
No.
Okay.
That's good.
Great. Happy to see you again if the cough is persisting beyond 3 weeks, or if you're particularly breathless or agony in your ear with a high temperature or discharge from
it. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.